here's how I came to know primordial sound, form of light language. I was able to hit the zero point of energy at birth. However, I forgot how to use this gift. It became dormant in my DNA and sat there still as a rock until I was ready to reclaim my birthright to speak these sounds of creation. One night in early 2020, after a 15-year spiritual awakening journey, I woke up in the middle of the night with a light ignited so brightly in my cells that everything turned on. It was like sitting in a golden glow. Each and every genetic distortion removed, and the original lineage of one returned. I could harness the power of my DNA and speak it into words. Gunayana, sumayana, siyatayana, gunaya. It was automatic. Nothing had to be learned. I already knew. And as it instantly returned, so did my ability to create worlds. Suta gunayana, sumayana, siyataya. And so for the past 4 years, I spent my life deconstructing what no longer served and building at the same time. I went into all of the alternate timelines and reorchestrated my own history to ensure that I was on my highest potential path. Now, I have hit some stumbling blocks along the way because I didn't ask for an easy road. My soul wanted to understand the pain that people were going through and the causes of suffering and grief on this planet. That was my way of harnessing the gold that sits at the center of the heart. So, I saw betrayal, and with it I found wisdom. I saw evil, and with it I found heart. I saw the root cause of suffering that stemmed from the disconnection of the soul with the eternal heartbeat of the nations, and with it I found an undying love for all, without exception. As I began to use primordial sound in facilitation and speaking work and accessed my own corrupt timelines, what I saw was beautiful, because I could see through a different lens. I didn't see suffering. I saw pain being transmuted into light of the golden kind. It brought wisdom into the body, wisdom into the mind, wisdom into the cracks and the gaping holes of time. I saw that nothing else mattered other than our ability to return to source existence in this time-space reality. And I saw that each one of us had that capability. It only came down to choice. So primordial sound is a form of light language. Light language is a gift from the soul's essence, the soul's grace. It depends on the dimensions that you have been moving in during your current and concurrent realities as to how and when you will access your innate understanding of God. Primordial sound is a form of light language. Light language is a gift from the soul's essence, the soul's grace. It depends on the dimensions that you've been moving in during your current and concurrent realities as to how you will access your innate understanding of God, source light. But when you do, watch out, because you will light up the night and no one will ever get in the way of your wave. They will only propel it forward. So look at every situation with grace, with eyes wide open and a fresh lens. Each and every situation is a remarkable gift, and you are the centerpiece. So, what can you do with this love that you have acquired as you see the world for what it truly is? This world is a blank slate, and it is a breeding ground. So what can you do with this love that you acquire as you begin to see the world for what it truly is? This world is a blank slate. It is a breeding ground for love, for hate, for good, for bad, for dark, for light, for evil, and worse. But you get to choose which line of sight you take. You get to choose how you will view the hologram. When you view it with God's grace, which is love for all things, then you'll be on the way to paving a new earth reality for yourself and your loved ones. Alchemize each and every gift into golden light. The gifts are here to lead the way. Primordial sound can be a gateway for changing direction, moving onto a different playing field, and getting in touch with the game. But one thing will always remain the same. The ball is in your court. Sunayana, Sumayana, Siatayana, Kunaya.